Christ. Amen. In my weekly email this past week, I suggested that perhaps you could take in the little movie called Coco. It's one of Disney's Pixar animated movies from a few years ago. I don't know if anybody got the chance to do that. Maybe you still will. Or maybe you've seen it already. Maybe if it's like my household, you've seen it several times, and even the request to see it once again last night. Well, we didn't quite get to do that. But safe to be said that I've seen it a few times. Not just because it's a favorite in my house, but because it touches my heart, touches the strings of what it means in my life to know that those who have died, those who have left our plane of existence, still dwell with us and for us. The movie centers around the Mexican tradition of Dia de los Muertos, or Day of the Dead. It's actually the same as what we understand as All Saints' Day. This day that we remember those who have died, those who have gone before us, those who have taught us and lived with us and for us, even before we've been alive, but still somehow in the mystery of God, we are connected. We are available for one another. And even though the line of the day, Dia de los Muertos, speaks of what it means to be dead, the movie and the day and the celebration is about life. In the movie, the little character of Miguel is a boy who lives in a Mexican village with his extended family, his grandparents, his great-grandmother Coco lives with them, his parents, his brothers and sisters, and even a little one who is still on the way. Only in the course of the movie, Miguel has the opportunity to cross over into this plane of existence where those who have been part of his family and so many others live in a wonderful city of lights and of sounds and of celebrations to be able to continue the gift of life. It's this dual understanding of life here in this place and life after life as we know it, in which Miguel begins to understand the true meaning of family, the true opportunity to understand that family isn't just the people around us, but the people that are around us in a new and different way, a way that we can't always perceive, but know is real as well. And so Miguel's eyes are opened, his heart is stretched, his life is seen in new ways as he encounters these people. And all of this is represented most beautifully in what's called the ofrenda. The ofrenda is the tradition of the Dia de los Muertos of setting up a table space, an altar, if you will, that holds pictures of those loved ones who have passed on, maybe some candles, maybe even some food offerings for those, as we experience that they indeed are among us still. Miguel knows of the ofrenda. He sees it and experiences it in his family, but he experiences it a new way as he crosses over. The ofrenda is, in fact, a real tradition in the lives of many families as they place those pictures, as they place those offerings in a special place, especially at this time of year, to be able to remember, to be able to know. It is, I think, a way of understanding what it means to celebrate the resurrection, what it means to celebrate the resurrected Christ among us. Not as something that happened a long, long time ago in a place far, far away, but something that is happening right here. A resurrection that is experienced not just someday when we die, but someday something that happens right here today for us. As Miguel celebrates with those people that he had heard about and now gets to experience We too know that we celebrate with those who have passed on before us, that we still hold those hands of those whom we have trusted in the past and continue to trust in today. All of this, I think, comes out in the story that we've heard today again, the familiar to many of us, perhaps, story of a Lazarus who has died and who has been placed in the place of death, into the tomb, wrapped in the cloths of death, even as Martha worries, begun to experience the effects of death on the body. And yet, as Jesus comes, hearing the cries of the sisters, "Lord, if you had been here," how many of us share that grief? "God, if only we could have had one more day. God, if only something could have intervened." Jesus experiences that grief, even experiencing it himself in that little verse that I learned as a child as the shortest verse in the Bible. Our more recent translations of the text have kind of ruined it. It says, "Jesus began to weep," which technically, grammatically, according to the Greek, is more correct. But to remember just simply that Jesus, too, wept at the grief of our life, grief that separates families, takes people away from us, at least in the ways that we have experienced. And yet that Jesus takes this time to proclaim that this is an opportunity, not just Lazarus' death, but each of our experiences of life and death in our own families, in our own lives, is both an opportunity to grieve, but also an understanding to believe, an opportunity to come to that knowledge of what Jesus declares is God's purpose for us, for each of us, and all who have gone before, to come out of these tombs of our lives, come out of the death that swallows us up, and declare that God's victory is not just something that we'll experience someday in the future, but something that we can experience today, both for ourselves and for those who we continue to grieve, who we continue to miss, but can also know in God's grace gathers with us in this place. It is what I think Revelation then also expands upon. When the seer of Revelation says, "Look, the home of God is among mortals." The foretaste of the feast to come is this place, this gathering, this ofrenda of lives and pictures and lights and words and memories and hopes and goodness. To know that this is the place of God, not just this building, but these lives that we live, as we carry our memories and God's goodness into our world. It is, I think, what Jesus means when he declares that he is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, all that has been before and will be in the future of God is wrapped up in this understanding of how we continue to celebrate together, celebrate life, celebrate God. And so let us remember the saints.